What should new therapists know about PTSD to begin helping their patients? Does the type of trauma determine the type of therapy? How do you determine what approach is going to work best for the patient? The following discussion is a unique opportunity to benefit from the experience of Dr. Frank Ochberg, a leading expert in the mental health field since the 1960s. Dr. Ochberg is a psychiatrist and a former associate director of the National Institute of Mental Health. He is one of the team members who wrote the medical definition for post-traumatic stress disorder and editor of the first treatment text in America for PTSD. Dr. Ochberg is a recipient of a Lifetime Achievement Award from the International Society for Traumatic Stress Studies. Dr. Ochberg is the founder of Gift from Within. Frank, how would you like therapists new to treating PTSD to feel about working with the PTSD sufferers?
I would like them to feel thrilled about having an opportunity to help people who have PTSD, and I try to get that across. I mean, I am genuinely enthusiastic about the subject, about helping people. I mean, where else do you have a condition where an otherwise normal, healthy human being has to deal with cruelty or accident, and they feel for a little while that they're mentally ill or that they're damaged goods, and because they don't have an underlying impairment in their neurology or their psychology, there's every reason to hope that this is going to be a positive experience all the way around. It isn't quite as joyful as childbirth, but there is something about being a student in obstetrics where you're helping with a normal person deal with a normal issue, but there they are in your hospital, and they're not there to die or to have their organs taken out. And in a way, PTSD has some of that. It kind of is a rebirth of not necessarily back to exactly who you were, but you end up, in most instances, in a normal circumstance. Sadder and wiser, yes, but that's education all the way around.
What should new therapists know about PTSD to begin helping their patients?
So we're now saying, here's someone who's very early in the game. They may have had some exposure to traumatized people. They may have had very little, but they're going to be a therapist. Well, you know, that really is the stage that I am doing at Michigan State. And so I'll tell you what I do and what I try to get across. I want them to see some of the products that I've made with Gift from Within. There are a few where I'm on camera or I'm on a tape explaining PTSD, and I'd like them to be able to explain PTSD. I think being able, as a therapist, to teach PTSD to your patient, your client, and their next of kin is very important, and it serves several purposes. It means you know what it is. It means you know how to convey it, and you know a little bit about the questions that are liable to be asked and how you would answer it. And I've already elsewhere in this series of tapes explained PTSD, so I won't do that again. I still will do what I did years ago and take out the book or take out the diagnostic list. And say, here it is in the book. And the person will say, oh my goodness, I didn't realize. I didn't know it was real. The first time this happened, this frail woman who had been raped in the south part of Lansing looked at that and she said, that's me in that book. Now I know it's real. So if the first thing is, know what PTSD is as a treating therapist, and know how to explain it. I think the second thing is realize that you're going to feel fulfilled. It's an exciting area in psychiatry, psychology, treatment of the travails that come our way. And I think it's also an opportunity to realize that healing from cruelty requires not just a therapist, but other people in the village of helpers. So I find myself training and teaching the clinician about criminal justice, about general health and hygiene and exercise and diet, and you're part coach, you know, part advisor on how to get legal help. That's enjoyable and somewhat off the beaten track of doing therapy.
What are some specific therapies that you suggest or use?
Then there are specific issues. For the physicians, I want to discuss medication, and for the non-physician as well. And there are some things that those of us who've been in the field rely on. I know each of us have our different favorites for various symptoms. I find myself talking about the medication trazodone often. There is a failed antidepressant. Doesn't really work well for the condition that it was originally marketed to help, depression. But for some reason, this medication, it was originally called Dezerel, the generic is trazodone, seems to help people who have trouble sleeping all the way through the night. And most seriously traumatized people have this difficulty. Now, trazodone is a relatively safe drug, and it's not habit-forming. You don't habituate to it. And I've had enormous success using trazodone with people who've been seriously traumatized and can't sleep. And the last thing would be, for me, the counting method. I respect other similar methods, but this is the one that I've developed, and a lot of the information about it is on the Gift From Within website, and there are tapes that show you how to use it. David Johnson and Hadar Lubin, a married couple, he is the psychologist, she's the psychiatrist, in New Haven, Connecticut, have done the fundamental research on this method, and they have a clinic now where they use it regularly, and they're the ones who are training others on how to do it. It's the simplest of anything out there, and it involves preparing your traumatized client for a voluntary time when you're going to count out loud to 100 while they silently remember their traumatic time. And before you do this, you make sure you know what the trauma was all about and where the trauma memory is going to begin and where it's going to end. You want them to have brought themselves to a safe part of the memory by the time you've reached the number 90. And you want them to feel the worst of their feelings while you're counting in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. And after you've done this, you look at them and you let them compose themselves, because often they have just gone right back into the heart of it. And then with a gesture, or because they know you're expecting it, they tell you what they have just remembered silently. And you write it all down as they're telling it to you. You don't have to capture every word, but it should be enough so that afterward you can then read back what they've just told you, which is about what they've just remembered. So now for the third time, the experience has occurred right there in your office, silently, the way it would occur in a flashback, out loud, when they are recalling their immediate re-experiencing that just happened in your office, and then you feeding it back to them with words of encouragement. And this device, sometimes just one time, makes a large difference in reducing the intensity and the frequency of the re-experienced event, the trauma memory. I've seldom had to do it more than three times to make a fairly remarkable improvement in that part of PTSD.
Is this the same idea as reframing the event?
It's different. I think in reframing the event, what is meant by the word reframing is having a different way to think about it.